This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am your host, Joey Burgoyne, and this weekend's show is going to be a little something different for you. Earth Day, coming up next Thursday, April 22nd, is upon us. And here at Odyssey, we take the Mother Earth very seriously. So we have a special show for you. It's hosted by Karina Delgado. She's from Washington, D.C.'s 94.7 The Drive. She's going to get into Earth Day. She talked to some great people. She talks to one of them, the CEO of Conservation International, and they're going to get into the impact that the pandemic has had on Earth over the past year, year and a half at this point. So without further ado, here is Karina Delgado with a little Earth Day special for you on At Home in Connecticut this morning.
Hey, friends. It's Karina Delgado from The Morning Drive on 94.7 The Drive with a special treat for you on this Earth Day. We got to speak with M. Sanjain, the CEO of Conservation International, to have a deeper discussion about Earth Day, how we can help, and the effects of the pandemic on our planet. Let's dive right in. Going to be honest with you, things are looking real different than they were last year around this time. Can you talk to us a little bit more about that, please?
Well, you know, honestly, like last year, we basically had to put Earth Day on hold. So all the celebrations, all the events, all the planning, you know, we were facing an uncertainty in terms of what our future looked like of unparalleled proportions. And so many of those activities were delayed or kicked back. The challenge, of course, is that, you know, this is quite literally the most important decade for humanity. Science is very clear on this. What we do over the next 10 years will affect the course of our planet, of humanity, for probably the next 300 years or more. So we're now already 1 year back. It's almost like doing a 10-lap race, and you haven't left the starting gate, and one lap's gone. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of urgency to our steps this year. And I think we really need to get going.
Well, speaking of that one lap specifically, I think a lot of people are under the impression that we are ahead in this race because of the pandemic. But I heard that that's not necessarily true.
Yeah, no, not necessarily true. So I think it's a mixed record. So certainly some things about emissions in terms of climate change did tick downwards. So we obviously traveled less by air. Cruise ships were in harbors. So in industrial production dropped. But the world's coming back with a bit of a vengeance in kind of the good way. Like, you know, production is ramping up. And I think people will be in a hurry to catch up. So I don't see that trend sort of lasting very long. Mm-hmm. I think more worryingly, this past year, you know, things like deforestation, forest fires, illegal poaching, things like that, activities that harm the environment actually ticked up in many places. Mm. Because there were fewer people watching, because there were fewer resources available for monitoring, there were fewer park guards, there were fewer people in the forest.
Sure.
And so what you're finding is a real mixed bag, whereas, you know, in some cases, yes, emissions did increase, but in other cases, they actually went up. And my big worry is that as next year, as this sort of next, you know, year opens up before us, we don't go back to making the same mistakes we've done for the past few decades.
Right. It's time for us to move forward for sure. We got to learn from our mistakes. Can you speak for a moment about what's going on in Kenya?
Kenya, you know, to be honest, has a fairly strong park service and a fairly strong conservation community. So ethics on conservation are pretty strong. But, you know, a lot of Kenya, a lot of the parks, a lot of the protected areas, the natural areas, are really dependent on tourism, mm-hmm. ecotourism, if you like. And when tourism came to a halt, some of the most fabled landscapes in Kenya, like the Masai Mara Game Reserve, you know, where if you, you know, turn on television and watch it, you'll see, you know, the wildebeest migrations crossing the river, you know, all of those huge migrations of animals take place essentially on community land. And the reason these communities end up protecting this landscape is because they're getting revenue from tourism. But that went to almost zero last year because international travel you know, came to a halt and people couldn't go there.
Oh, I see.
So we, Conservation International, along with some others, stepped in. And in that case, we provided a loan called the Mara Rescue Fund, basically a loan program to tide these communities over until we think tourism can recover and you know, bring back some funding to these communities.
Well, that's outstanding. So obviously doing big things with Conservation International, but small things make a difference too. So can you tell our listeners, what are some things that they can do in order to help on Earth Day?
Well, I urge folks to go check out our website. So, you know, visit conservation.org/tips. Mm-hmm. And we've got lots of little tips and tricks for you to reduce your impact on Earth Day. I think for me, you know, as I try to navigate this, I think small actions and big actions both matter. And you got to do them both. It's almost like being a conscious consumer or being a conscious citizen. So first and foremost, I would really urge everyone to get a little bit involved. You know, dip your toe in. Get to know a local organization or international organization like ours or any of the others. Just get a little more informed. In terms of your own personal life, the thing that I really watch for now is what I cook, how much food I waste. You know, it turns out that your home really is kind of the big way in which you have an impact on climate. And if you're smart about what you buy and smart about how little you waste, you not only save money, but you're actually saving the planet as well. And then when you think about travel, you know, I know for a fact that I am obviously going to travel for work in the future, but I'm going to do fewer trips. I'm going to stay in country longer. So when I go, I'm doing fewer flights, but when I'm there, I'm taking more time to really learn about the place. So change those habits just a little bit as well. And then support companies that have high environmental standards. One of the things that I really noticed last year was virtually every corporate partner that Conservation International works with, whether it's MasterCard or Apple, you know, or P&G, they didn't stick with it. They doubled down. They really accelerated their environmental commitments. So ask companies to do that, support them. And then, of course, you know, politics does matter. Get engaged. Ask your elected representatives what they're doing about nature, what they're doing about the environment.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time today. And for our listeners that would like to get more involved, you can log on at conservation.org. Brought to you by Odyssey's One Thing program.
Well, Karina, thank you very much. That is some excellent information for the listeners here at WTIC. And one thing I want to let the listeners know, if there's anything you know of that is going to be happening this year, because last year a lot of things got canceled with the pandemic, a lot of events are going to try and be held this year, you can get that information to me. You can email me at joey.burgoyne, that's B-O-U-R-G-O-I-N, at Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. .com. I'll put that on my radar. I'd love to talk to some more people doing events across the state this year, because like I said, last year was a little bit weird. Not a lot of things happening, but there's going to be some events going on. I'm seeing stuff popping up already, and we'll have those for you coming up here in the future. Because remember, great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.